You walk into a jam session.
Yeah, it was great. Turn it up.
I was playing a little Tom Petty there.
I love it.
Yesterday was Hug a Musician Day, Brad told me.
Oh.
And I said, well,
DJs count as musicians,
they
right?
do, and I didn't want a hug from him, though.
Sure. But did your fiance hug you?
She did, because I told her I play air guitar.
There, yeah. I play the air sax, I did in college.
That's another good one, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, a little OAR, remember OAR?
Sure,
band?
Of course I do.
Those guys.
They kind of had a big comeback here, didn't they?
I've heard that. I'm not up to speed on all the kids' stuff these days. But, yeah, somebody was mentioning that they're coming back. They were a great band, man.
Yeah. What are we having today?
I brought the Dunkel in. Yeah, you haven't had it, right?
No.
Yeah, we talked about it, I know.
It's a funny name.
Pop a top again. Dunkel is a dark lager in German.
Okay.
So, or Dunkel means dark. So,
sure.
And it's a lager, so it's a dark lager. And I'll tell you what, it's smooth like butter.
Oh, I like
that. We got
that.
A little chocolate malt in there, some roasted barley. I've been wanting to do a Dunkel for years.
So when you come up with these, do you read old German recipes and then put your touch to it?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got this book, and it's an old book, old homebrewing book. But basically what I'll do is, here you go.
Cheers.
Cheers. And this one gets better as it warms up.
Honestly, boss, I'm working right now.
Yeah. So I've got this book and...
Ooh, that's good.
Good, right? My cousin bought it for me probably, I'm going to say 15 years ago, because I was homebrewing at the time.
Right.
And it's just a recipe book, and it goes through the history of each style, like why they used to make it that way. And then it'll kind of give you like what's typically in the recipe. So what the types of malt, the types of hops, the types of yeast. And then from there, then I'll kind of like, you know, put my... You know, do I want it to be a little roastier or do I want it to be a little sweeter? You know, you can manipulate the ingredients. And
I remember you saying in some of those, the old-time beers, they were kind of crafted for specific workers and times.
Yeah. Well, the Dunkel here or like our workers' brown ale, back in the day, the brown ales and the stouts and the porters were for the working people, because the way they roasted the malt, it was direct fire roasted.
Sure.
So think like cooking popcorn on the stove. Like, you know, if you don't rotate that popcorn, you get some burnt kernels, right?
Yeah.
Well, malt's the same way, but except they didn't have the technology. Like nowadays they have these big drum roasters and it's hot air that they're blowing through.
Yeah.
Well, back then it was just a big kettle and you would scorch. It was very easy to scorch the malt. And once you scorch it, then you get the colors all off. So like the lighter colored malt was reserved for the royalty or the the wealthier of
the
society.
The dark is like bottom of the barrel kind of, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So but some people intentionally probably do that.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah. Nowadays, I mean, people love it, you know.
Sure. Well, that's interesting how that all works. So how's the cars running? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. No complaints. I do have to get some tires on one of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're ready. I got the garage cleaned out last Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, my daughters helped me. Got the patio furniture put away. I threw away a bunch of stuff. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling, you know.
Accomplished.
I'm feeling in a better spot today than I was at the same time last week. Last week, you know, I had just come back from vacation.
Uh-huh.
And you know how it is. You know, we've talked about this. When you're trying to leave, it's twice as much work. And when you get back, it's usually three or four times as
exactly.
much work. So I had that going on. And then we were opening the bookstore. And then we had this, like, a big wedding. So it was just a lot of stuff.
Crazy. You hit the ground running, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you, so the reason I ask is both heads are off the engine on the old Jeepster right now.
Oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah.
So I actually stopped in, watched them pull it off. We found where the head gasket went. But now, right before you walked in, I had a text. One of the guys said, well, we can see light through one of the valve seats. One of the cylinders wasn't holding pressure.
Mm.
That's never good.
That's not good, yeah.
So there's two ways this can go. He ordered a valve, which only cost $12 at their cost.
Okay.
And that may fix it, because sometimes the valves change shape
sure,
and stuff.
Yeah.
If not, the head has to get sent in a new seat machined in. So I'm really hoping it's the $12 valve.
Yeah. I can't wait for the update next week.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
We'll say a prayer for you.
Yeah, we'll see if it's in
the parking
lot. Ask
the listeners to put in a good word for Johnny Raitt. This is off topic. Are you a John Candy fan?
Yo, I love him. So we just watched the
Did
the
you
special.
Watch it? The
I Like Me.
Oh,
I love that.
Wasn't it phenomenal?
That was great.
Yeah.
Man, the dream of him owning a team and how it all came together.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I have fond memories. My parents both love John Candy, and we would watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles every year for Thanksgiving.
Right around this time.
Yeah, right around this time. We would watch that film every year. And then my mom loved Christmas. So she would start this thing. Like as soon as Thanksgiving, I think we watched a Christmas movie every night, you know, like a different one. But yeah, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles was always the one that kicked it off. So
yeah, if people haven't gotten a chance to watch it, it's called I Like Me, but with John Candy. And it's just the story of his life all the way from birth on up.
Yeah.
And,
taken way too soon.
Yeah.
And it was cool to see all of the actors. Like, I didn't realize, like,
his
know, he grew up with Dan Aykroyd and all these guys, like, just crazy. And Dan Aykroyd gave the eulogy. I mean, you talk about, like, one of the best tributes you could ever
have. And then they shut down the 401?
Yeah, they shut down the freeway. I think they said...
Is it 401 or 101?
Yeah, something like that. And they said the only two people that ever had that were the president and the Pope.
Yep. So John Candy was the third.
Yeah.
So very cool. Any live entertainment?
So we've got next Saturday is our friend Mark Wayne, the steel guitar guy I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be remiss. So it's Christmas in the Village this weekend.
Yeah,
so
big weekend.
Santa Claus is coming to town. You better,
get your
stuff in order here, kids. but yeah, he's coming down on the fire truck, I think, tonight. And then all the shops are open. And then tomorrow there's flying reindeer. Maybe not flying.
You just got to look up.
Yeah, there's reindeer, and Santa's in, and then we've got a little artisan pop-up market in the brewery. We're selling Christmas trees and wreaths this year in the beer garden. I mean, we're not, my friend Tom, north of town, the Choose and Cut guy, he's going to set up a little stand. So come on out and get your Christmas spirit on.
Sounds like a plan. Contact info, Dave.
748-5188. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.